Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, we have some major breaking news. I want to show you all the moment that Governor Gavin Newsom shreds Trump and then shreds the mainstream media for failing to cover Trump's cognitive decline in an effective manner. We have no time to waste, so let's jump in with the article that came out titled, "He's Lost It, Inside Newsom's Attack on Trump's Mental Fitness." And what I want to note about this article is that it was written by Alex Thompson in Axios. Alex Thompson is the man who co-authored the book Original Sin, which was Jake Tapper's book about President Biden's decision to run for re-election and his cognitive decline. So Alex Thompson co-wrote this book with Jake Tapper, and everyone was wondering, what the hell? Why are you disproportionately focusing on the former president? I mean, there's a time to talk about that story for sure. But why are you disproportionately focusing on the former president while the current president is not only declining himself, but it's manifesting in his policy and his speeches every single day? I mean, did you guys see this clip of Donald Trump falling down the stairs? Lord have mercy, when Biden did that, they never let it go. And then the next day, he referred to World War II as World War I. He doesn't know the difference between the world wars.
You see, you know, a lot of people say, we don't want to do that. I say, yeah, we do. We want to show off a little bit. You know, recently, other countries celebrated the victory of World War I. France was celebrating, really. They were all celebrating. The only one that doesn't celebrate is the USA, and we're the ones that won the war. Without us, you'd all be speaking German right now.
Listen, Trump took office as the oldest person to ever be inaugurated as a president of the United States. Biden was the person to last hold that record, but Trump was inaugurated at an older age, meaning he is older now than Biden was 4 years ago at this point in Biden's term. And we all know how that turned out, but Trump's decline seems to be more rapid, more accelerated, more onsets, and just compounded by the fact that I think he's kind of dumb. I know that he's an idiot who doesn't understand the fundamentals of the Constitution or of immigration or of any of the things he talks about. He's good at marketing himself. I think at the very least you can concede that he's got a knack for advertising himself or advertising things to the masses, but that's very different than politics or policy, which is what actually helps the masses. But this reads, California Governor Gavin Newsom has embraced a new attack line in his ongoing showdown with Donald Trump, who turned 79 on Saturday. He's saying he's slipping. I honestly think this is the strongest line of attack we could go with. Quote, he is not the same person that I dealt with just 4 years ago, and he's incapable of even a train of thought, Newsom, a potential 2028 presidential contender, told Fox LA. He's lost it. This is something Newsom needs to double down on and continue to push. Alex Thompson then writes, Newsom, who was among the many Democrats who repeatedly attested that Joe Biden was sharp and ready to serve another 4 years, is now among those suggesting that Trump, the oldest president ever inaugurated, is showing signs of not being up for the job. So he's basically saying Newsom may struggle with some credibility issues after spending the last 4 years claiming that Biden was completely fine. I would argue that Biden was completely fine for most of the 4 years. We started to see some cracks slipping around the debate stage time. That was a poor performance, of course, but I still trust what Governor Newsom is saying because we can see this with our own eyes. We don't just have to listen to Newsom. We can watch the many clips of Trump declining.
When is the last time you spoke with Governor Newsom?
A day ago.
Keep in mind, this was like 3 days after they had talked.
Called him up to tell him, got to do a better job. He's doing a bad job.
Keep in mind, this is not what Donald Trump told Newsom on the call.
Causing a lot of death and a lot of potential death.
Please keep in mind, no one has died. What do you mean causing a lot of death? There has been no death whatsoever. Donald Trump is cognitively declining. He has no clue what he's effing talking about. Newsom's jabs at Trump are part of a barrage of criticisms he's tossed at Trump in the past week. He's called Trump a threat to democracy who is putting the U.S. on a road to authoritarianism. I honestly think the age attack is going to be stronger because do you want a 79-year-old cognitively declining president to be mobilizing the Marines and the National Guard? But listen, throughout Newsom and Trump's public spat about the Marines and the troops, Newsom repeatedly has mocked Trump for mangling dates and words. Quote, Trump doesn't even know what day it is, Newsom wrote on X after Trump said he'd spoken with Newsom on Monday. Let's watch this clip of Governor Newsom talking about this.
Branches he can't handle. Because the other night, or he came out and said that when you guys spoke, he warned you that if you didn't get things under control, he was going to bring
stone
in troops.
Stone cold liar. Stone cold liar. He made that up, like he makes up so many other things. He never said that.
And he also seemed to make up this idea that the National Guard did a great job last night when they weren't here.
They weren't even deployed, and he claimed victory. He's lost it. He hasn't lost a step. And I saw him trip on the steps today. Yeah. I mean, this is serious. He is not the same person that I dealt with just 4 years ago. Mm. And he's incapable now of even a train of thought. He's making things up and he's putting people's lives at risk. And he's got a band of people that are complicit in this. And that's what's so damn alarming.
Very well said from Governor Newsom. And there's a few pieces I want to highlight here. There's the political strategy of it, which I think is brilliant. But then there's also the reality of what's actually happening to Trump, which is also equally as scary as what Governor Newsom says. But even though Trump is actually declining, what Governor Newsom says is wrapped in political strategy. He's doing this all for a reason. First of all, we could talk endlessly about 2028 and his ambitions to run for president. I don't even care about that. I care about Governor Newsom stepping up as a leader of the Democratic Party, as he is right now, and leading the way on messaging. When we have somebody that we can coalesce around, who can message in a clever way, then in a top-down manner, we can follow suit and be more organized than, you know, the farthest people on the left being mad about this, while center-left are mad about this, while people are mad about this. No. We are all unified in focusing on the fact that Donald Trump seems to be cognitively declining, and off the back of his cognitive decline, he's sending the Marines and the National Guard into multiple Democratic cities. By the way, I'll be protesting on June 14th at the No Kings rally. If you watch the Adam Mockler channel, I urge you to click the link in the description by the No Kings protest. They made a custom link for people that watch the Adam Mockler channel so you can see where it is in your city, where it is in your states. You can RSVP and we can go push back. The point is, we can all coalesce around somebody, and even if you don't think Newsom's perfect, I do think this is a message that's worth coalescing around. Why is this president, who is declining cognitively on camera, and whose cognitive decline manifests into his policy at every single step, also mobilizing the National Guard and the Marines? I mean, hell, if Democrats can push this message enough, it'll seep through into the mainstream. People will begin to realize it. As the economy begins to falter, people will be hyper-focused on Trump's age and his corruption. And it's so just instinctual, he won't be able to stop it at that point. So beyond the political messaging, that's the political messaging aspect and how we can coalesce around a message, which is true. But on the other side of that, there's the reality of what's going on, and it's that Trump is declining cognitively. He's getting older and older, of course, but when you already have somebody who has such a lack of understanding of policy and just goes based off instinct, and he is declining, then he begins to lean on the people around him. And the people around him are vile, world-class haters, as Stephen Miller would say, which makes it all the more terrifying. So the question is, how far would they let it get? Well, that's a dumb question because they would never stop it. So if Trump was literally laying there, senile, like Weekend at Bernie's, like what Republicans think Biden was, Stephen Miller would still be directing the policy and the top MAGA Republicans would still be defending him. And I'll leave it at that. If you appreciate the work I do, make sure you drop a like. We're trying to get to 1.5 million subscribers this summer. We are going to continue to build relentlessly. And I just want to say thank you to everybody who watches these videos on a daily basis. I love you all and peace out.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30, I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.